now the word can be seen as many things. A conjunction, a noun, an adjective, an abbreviation. The noun. The present moment in time, according to Merriam-Webster, is a thing that has been studied by philosophers since the beginning of time. Let's talk about it. And shout out to my cousin, I Hate CJ. He made the beat. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? Thanks for joining us. Before we start, I would just like to say thank you to my listeners from around the world. There are some present in India that have been listening since the start of this podcast. And I just want to say thank you to those out there that are listening. And if you want a special shout out, don't forget to like, subscribe on all our forms of media, TikTok, Instagram. I'm on Rumble and YouTube. Of course, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and the like. So if you are enjoying this podcast or love a special shout out, leave a review, like, or comment. With that being said, let's get into the topic. According to the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, there is a thing called presentism, right? And in presentism, there's a claim that only the present is real. What is existing right now is what is true. And then there's another thing called actualism, according to which everything is actual. Now, I don't want to get into depth with presentism, but I want to talk about how powerful it is to think about how fleeting the now is. It only happens for an instant, the now. And as humans, we have created a way to track the now, to track the present. And that way we track the now, the present, is time. And time itself can be experienced on an individual basis. Oh, I lost track of time. Where did the time go? Time flies when you're having fun. And briefly, I believe we talked about this. How you are experiencing moments, how you are experiencing things, directly influences how one unbiasedly experiences time. So, the now. How long does it feel? In moments of high intensity, moments can seem like they last for forever. High focus and moments of boredom as well. But do people value now? Of course, people value time and their own time, of course, right? But how valuable are the moments that are just passing us by? And how are we gauging that value? Some would believe their time is more valuable than others. And thus they will believe that their instantaneous nows are more valuable than others. But I would say all moments and all nows are invaluable. You cannot exchange a moment for another. And there's no way to recoup a moment that has passed. It is invaluable. The moment now is invaluable. You know what I mean by invaluable means that you cannot put a currency value on it. And there are things that happen instantaneously. There are things I would like to say that are now moments. There are also unattainable in future states. Meaning that if one does this in this moment versus one does it in a later moment, the value in the original moment would always supersede the later moment. It's just like an idea, right? When one gets an idea and immediately does not act on it, and I'm talking about like an earth-shattering, groundbreaking idea that strikes one's soul. When one gets an idea and waits on it, sits on it for months and months and months, that power of that idea coming into reality is not as same as its power if one acting on it immediately. The body itself does not have the same drive. The imagination does not have the same fuel as one had in that initial moment. And that's just an idea. What about the body? If one says, now is the time to get the body right, and we all know that every body has a clock on it, has a time, that it will eventually stop working as proficient as it is. The longer you wait, the longer you avoid doing that thing to get the body right, the less time one would have at getting the body right, which means that if one eventually does get the body in this quote-unquote right position, this right state, one will have less time in the right state, and that optimal state of the body may not be as optimal as it would have been if one acted on that now prior. And what about the mind, right? There are certain states and there are certain moments in time where we have the ability to enhance our neuroplasticity, how elastic our brains are. There are periods in life where we have that optimal ability to learn, to grow, to change our habits. There are things that we can do to make ourselves more intelligent. And if one invests in those moments in time, during those time frames, in those now, then the potential that we have later on in life can be magnified. However, when those moments are gone, those are just opportunities wasted. And it's a lot tougher later on in life to get to that point of intelligence, to harness, to create that elasticity of the brain, to build those new neural pathways. Now, there are ways to do it. And there are people who have shown that later on in life, one can always harness potential, especially of the mind. But imagine if one acted prior in that now moment. And now this is not a conversation to tell one that it is over. No, this is a call to say that now, that thing that you have been waiting to do, there's not going to be a perfect moment. And if there was, nine times out of ten, it has probably already passed. Unknowingly, of course. But this is also a warning. When one gets a wake-up call to do something, do it. Because again, there are many people who study now. There's a book by an author, his last name is Tolle, I think, T-O-L-L-E. And he writes about the power of now. There are people out here taking advantage of the moments that we sit and let go by fleetingly. And in most countries, people are in a state of consumerism, which is consuming things. And not just food. I'm talking about content, ideology, things. Now, outside of this great content that I hope that I'm presenting to you, what is one consuming? Is this something that brings value to you? Are there other things that bring value to your now? How are you experiencing your moments? When it is time to rest? Is one restful? When it is time for one to work? Is one perfecting skills? When it is time to meet people, when one is out in social environments, is one taking advantage of the social activities? When you are around friends, are you deepening relationships and gaining a better understanding of your company? Are you looking to ensure that your bridge and your foundations of your friendships are solid and meaningful? When one cooks or when one goes out to eat, is one eating things that will also bring fulfillment as well as nourishment? How is one experiencing now? As one may eat for enjoyment. If that's your goal, a donut, an ice cream cone, enjoyment, this is what I am doing now. If one decides to go to the gym, are they doing meaningful workouts? School. Study. Is one present in the activities that they are doing? Now it is so useful, yet it is so, I want to say, crippling for many people, because not only is it fleeting, without a watch, one cannot measure it. And if one is looking at the time to measuring now, one is not really present in their moment. I'm going to say that again. If one is staring at the clock to understand time, one is missing their present moment. Do I got to say that again? I hope not. Because we cannot afford to stay looking at time passing us by. We cannot afford that. Because again, one cannot buy time. One cannot increase the time that we are predestined to have. What we only can do is to make most of these moments that we have. Think of now. Be present in the now. Take advantage of these moments that we have. And that doesn't mean stress over not maximizing these moments. No. It means that when there is a time to do something, do it. When there's the time to not. But don't be afraid to do. and don't be afraid to not do. There are benefits in both, but there is no benefit in not taking advantage of now. Thanks for listening to the Temporary Immortals podcast. The thoughts and opinions presented here are the thoughts and opinions of the host as an individual, and they do not represent an entity or entities. If you like the podcast and you appreciate your experience here, please feel free to like, comment, heart, download, share. Any form of support is highly welcome. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you next time.